You got it. The
waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You got it.
Are we seeing the earth now?
You got it.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the 10th day of June 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday. Here's just some of the news. UN tax could tax U.S.-based websites, leaked documents show. This is 2 years after Infowars.com published the leaked World Copyright, UN Copyright Tax Treaty. And now CNET News of CBS, of Viacom, is telling you about it. There it is, world government. And Congress right now is trying to sign not just that, but ICANN, the domain registration system. Not the little companies themselves are allowed to make some money on it. No, the actual system. Sign that over to the UN. All of this and more is happening right now. And guess what else is in my little stack and hasn't even gotten any attention? A press release put out by NATO groups bragging that in Tampa they're doing urban warfare drills and that they are seeking money for NATO to openly have multinational forces strike terrorists wherever they are, including inside the U.S., this is just making public in LEO9, where they openly, FEMA said, we're training with troops from 15 nations to, quote, take on American terrorists and extremists. This is the foreign troops training. And, I mean, look, I had video of people shot in 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, a cooperative nugget. Of foreign troops training in U.S. towns to take over U.S. cities and admitting it. Then I went out and couldn't believe it. I went and shot video myself of this and made the police state films. Then listeners sent me footage all over the country. And I would send reporters, including myself, back then didn't have any reporters, it was just me and Mike Hansen, and they would come up and threaten to arrest us, try to burn things down in Florida, to blame it on us. I mean, you don't show this in America. The foreign takeover that right behind the little flaky paint and on the kitchen wall, you pull it down, there's millions of globalist roaches just running around stealing left and right. I mean, there was $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon 10 years ago in just 5 years before that, from, what, 96 to 2001. $2.3 trillion. Did I say billion? This is a criminal takeover. And you're like, wow, that's bold. For them to do that, yeah, it's bold to have over and over again, happened again last month, the Secretary of Defense, Obama, all of them, they tell the Congress, sit down and shut up, NATO gives us orders. And Bilderberg, of course, set that up on record. They've gotten those documents and leaked them. And by the way, they're saying, you leak documents in the future, you're going to go to prison. The Justice Department, the same people that ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and get caught and still do it, they're running around saying they're going to prosecute leakers. they're going to prosecute whoever leaked that the U.S. government with Israel launched Stuxnet. But the Atlantic and others are reporting that's the U.S. government did that themselves, the crooks that call themselves government. We got a bad case of tyranny. Big meltdowns planned in Spain. That's beginning. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, they're arresting people for illegally spanking their children all over the country. That's a big propaganda push going on right now. They can find idiot juries that'll send them to jail, calling it felony assault instead of discipline. Under this definition, all these principals can go to prison. They're trying to ban 16-ounce soft drinks and above. Again, telling you what size toilet you can have. But, hey, all that's coming up later after we talk about Rand Paul. It's the big firestorm endorsing Mr. Romney. And Ron Paul coordinated with it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
sick of the globalists.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Worldwide, thank you so much for joining us today on this Sunday edition. I am Alex Jones, your host. It is, of course, the 10th day of June 2012 on this Sunday. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as I am every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, but 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. And then, of course, I come back weekdays, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Central Time. The news websites, from a constitutional reality-based perspective, not a globalist propaganda perspective, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I also host the nightly news, along with the rest of my reporters and crew, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, InfowarsNews.com. Okay, let's just start here. I've got all this news, big news, on how they would implode Greece and then Spain. I told you years ago that was the set plan to bring in the world government, the bankers loan digital made-up currency to the countries because they get real assets once the countries go belly up. And they always say that, if Greece does the right thing, the euro will survive. And then, if Spain does the right thing, the euro will survive. And yesterday it was $50 billion they wanted. Today it's $125 billion. I predict by the next Sunday it'll be $300 billion. It'll end up being trillions and trillions and trillions. And the private Federal Reserve, and that's who's in control over in Europe, same group of Rothschild, Rockefeller bankers who've now merged their banks last week, Financial Times of London reported. They control those countries because they've gotten their finance ministers, their presidents, and the prime ministers in. That's big news. That's coming up. Also, this story was up on the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, on Friday, and I was going off the Miami Herald and Fox News. Green police, Miami Beach to make recycling compulsory, up to $2,500 fine for violators. And just to illustrate how people are in denial, this Miami New Times, that's like their local chronicle, wrote a story saying, yeah, they're going to fine you $2,500, but that I'm still an evil conspiracy theorist for not liking it. They actually say that. A right-wing conspiracy theorist. And they go on to say there's nothing high tech about how they're going to spy on people. Really? Because the city says they haven't put in the equipment yet, but that the system they're going with is what Europe, England, and other U.S. cities are now getting, not just Europe, where they have people that dig through your trash, inspectors, and give you the tickets, and they have RFID on the products that the trucks can scan. That's what they're putting in on most products now. Walmart demands if you're somebody that sells them products, you have an RFID that is then master scanned to see and so they have an instant tally that you put the wrong kind of plastic bottle in there, $2,500 fine. And it gives the government excuses to dig through your trash. I told people this 15 years ago because MIT, Rand Corporation, and the globalists in public reports said they were planning it. How do I know everything before it happens? Because I actually read scholarly documents that are public, like the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment and all the rest of them that say they're putting cancer viruses and sterilants in the vaccines since the 60s. And we've got the highest cancer rate in the world. 10,000% pediatric increase. Look, these are the big issues, okay? Not the motorcycle rallies and acting tough, and I'm not saying you're bad to ride a motorcycle. The point is, all you guys that want to act tough and bug your eyes out at people at the red lights and stuff, and all the macho, you know, triathlon dads and all that, why don't you actually get informed and be involved and be a real tough guy? And I'm digressing. If I have time to talk about it later, I will. I took my children to the mall yesterday because they like to eat at California Pizza Kitchen. And, you know, gave mom some time off. And I see this guy start his motorcycle. It's a cool motorcycle up on the curb where he had it parked. And he was acting tough. Because they really get off on it. It's like this, suddenly they're like King Kong or something. And he wasn't like the hillbilly type. He was like the studly tough guy type. And he looked down the 100 yards or so of the sidewalk as I'm walking around the mall. And I said, no, he's not about to run that bike down the sidewalk. It's something about these bike riders, motorcycle guys, a lot of them, if they see somebody with little kids, they see that as not manly and think, this is somebody I need to scare. I mean, I'm trying to analyze why this keeps happening only when I have my kids with me. And he guns the motorcycle at me and cuts off the sidewalk in a little ramp that, you know, they use to bring products in and things about 30 feet in front of me. And I was just about to have to get my kids out of the way, and I was thinking about, you know, if it'd be possible to clothes hanger the guy. I mean, I was about to assault the guy. I mean, here I am about to go into kill mode. You know, I don't go around acting tough. I am a killer, just like any other male who's got his head screwed on straight. So I'm going into kill mode. I'm getting ready to kill this guy if I can get my kids out of the way. The primary thing is get them out of the way. I'm thinking about split second, okay, how do I clothes hanger this guy as soon as he comes by because he needs to pay? And he cuts off and doesn't do it. I mean, look, this is like the scum in Mad Max, you know, the film, that the precursor to Road Warrior, where they're running over kids for fun or something. It's look, I'm digressing, ladies and gentlemen. It was just very bizarre. Very bizarre. When they have a motorcycle rally, that some of the people, like, as I see, because I people watch. I'm going to get into the news and Rand Paul and endorsing Mitt Romney, big firestorm issue. But I wrote all these notes. I wanted to talk about this from a sociology, anthropology view. I mean, if I was out in the African savannah and a bull elephant was displaying and threatening, I would just get out of the way. I wouldn't be insulted that a bull elephant was displaying at me. And it's the same way. I am consciously above my animal instincts, but I can use my animal instincts whenever I want. But I went to a swim meet with my son and daughter, the older ones, and I watched all these dads who are the type that are, you know, really good shape and stuff on average in a, you know, nicer area of Austin swim meet. And I watched them interact with each other, and I watched them posture, and I watched them kind of do, you know, slightly bow up to each other. And this was an upper crust type group. And I just thought, these guys aren't even conscious. They're like men 10,000 years ago. But now being a male is dressing studly and acting tough and shaving your legs and, you know, having veins in your muscles and walking around and wearing your triathlon shirt. It's not being informed. It's not being involved. It's just buying in to the false template of whatever the media says it is to be a man. And it really hit me that that's what's wrong with our society. And I know I've already said this before, but it's so important to reemphasize it and really have it hit us all between the eyes here. Politics and life and society and civilization is not like fashion and choosing what color shirt you want to wear. It's not something where you believe whatever fantasy you want and then that makes it become whatever you think it is. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, so many people with Obama were like, hey, Alex, you know what? Bush was bad. We just want to believe he's good. And I'm like, he's financed by the same foreign banks. He's into exactly everything Bush did, just different rhetoric. A little bit of red meat out there about gay marriage. You watch. Put out the Obama deception. It's all happened 100% as we said it would. I even predicted they'd probably decide to go ahead and destroy him, maybe even first term. And I break all that down. I even show Mitt Romney as who they'd probably want next. But people want to believe they're winners. And so it's like, well, I'll choose to get on the bandwagon of Barack Obama. Or I'll choose to get on the bandwagon of Mitt Romney. And then even though you're playing into this whole staged event, you feel like you're winning. And then Mitt Romney betrays you. So Rand Paul, I've had a lot of time since Friday to think about this. I was a little bit shell-shocked on Friday. I can give you my take when we come back on the firestorm that's Rand Paul endorsing Mitt Romney for president. And what does this mean? And your phone call straight ahead.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin,
Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. As if things couldn't get any weirder or crazier. Again, this is coming up in the second hour after I get into the Rand Paul situation and take a bunch of phone calls. I saw this at drudgereport.com. It's up at Infowars.com as well. But I tracked it back to Bloomberg. I tracked it back to the Labor Department, and it's true. You know, the Labor Department came out and said children couldn't do chores anymore on their parents' farms of any type. That would end the family farm as it's known. The Justice Department is encouraging local police departments that spanking's illegal, and I've got a stack of people being arrested for light spanking that is not illegal. The federal government, ladies and gentlemen, has TSA checkpoints on the highways in all 50 states, has ordered 200-plus armored mobile pillboxes, and I was corrected last week, it's an additional 1,000 being ordered on top of that. Mobile points to bring you in and strip search you, whatever, interrogate you, and they're buying 450 million rounds of 40 cal ammo. The government's gone. I don't know how else to explain to people. But I saw this article and couldn't believe it. And I went and looked it up, and it's Bloomberg, AP, but they report it like it's a good thing. Labor Department backs off plan forcing reporters to use government-issued computers. They're just getting everybody acclimated. RFID and all the products the cops are going to drive by are meter maid type folks are. This is already happening in England and Australia. They scan it and give you, $10,000 in fines. It's $2,500 in Miami per offense. And Miami's like, don't worry, it doesn't come in until next year. We're only going to have a few cars with the scanners at first. Just like, it's just off the chart nanny state. And they're not going to stop. Have you not figured this out yet? I've been right. All of you that have made fun of me, calling it a conspiracy theory that we want freedom and are aware of total takeover, that throwaway line will not protect you from this. Just because you go along with the system doesn't mean they're not going to eat out your substance. Read the Declaration of Independence. If you hate freedom so much, then get out of America. Stop seeing those of us that are normal and informed and saw the threat coming far away now that it's in our living room. Now that it's an elephant sitting on us. But again, you have no self-image, so why not just give into it and roll over because you think you can't change it? There will come a time when you fight back, though, when they take everything you've got. I'm talking to the slime out there who thinks all this is funny. I mean, I can't believe we had a big article about this where they're going to, with RFID, tax all the stuff in your trash. Oh, they're going to tax it, not just fine you, per item. Walmart admitted that 10 years ago with the Department of Defense. They said all products sold, if we buy your product, whether it's Gillette razors or Michelin tires, must have an RFID. And they admitted in public statements they were trying to force uniform adoption of RFID in all products to track real items in the world like you track things on the Internet with a Google search. To tax people like, well, I don't care if they track me. They're going to tax you, you morons. They're arresting Amish every week, doing legal sales of milk to their neighbors and peaches. They're arresting people at lemonade stands. Don't you get it? They're shutting down gardens in people's backyards, saying you can't be trusted. Oh, I'm sorry. I just can't handle it anymore. I read this article. The Labor Department has backed off a plan to force news agencies again, this shows these departments. This is how out of control. And you're like, well, this sounds crazy. So did TSA making you take your shoes off, then outside the pants, now in the pants. They know what they're doing. So much of this has been declassified. It's a psychological warfare operation using learned helplessness, mass Stockholm syndrome, the normalcy bias to move the Overton window to where you will accept anything. They're already putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. Of course they're going to try to. Remember when you go get your $1,000 or whatever for your trade-in, cash for clunkers, and the computer said, you've been taken over by the government? People are like, what is this? Because it's all supposed to be in your face. The government was taken over by ruthless foreign corporations. The Labor Department has backed off a plan to force news agencies to use government-issued computers and other equipment. Well, I'm not doing it. See, just say no to report on jobless reports and other key economic data following GOP-led House hearing this week, according to several published reports. Agency officials, not servants, officials, have said they want reporters who analyze, then write about economic reports inside their so-called lockup room to use U.S. computers, software, and internet lines so the government can further protect against such potential security breaches as hacking. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a Business Insider report here that links to Pentagon's own admissions. Former Pentagon analyst says China could shut down all the telecom gear it sold to us. And this article is so one-dimensional. Of course, globally, treaties were signed in 1996 to have global standardization of telecommunication with back doors in all major software, all phones, computer phones is what they called them in 96. They already had those planned. You call them smartphones today. All new dishwashers, appliances, where they've got back doors in them for your smart meter to dial in and track everything in your house, which they now admit, told you a decade ago that was coming, exactly as I said now. Head of the CIA says they're spying illegally on you. Quote, headline, Wired Magazine, your washing machine is listening and watching you. Petraeus. Again, it's all over the top. And they're telling you, oh, my gosh, we've got to arrest anybody that leaks anything. And, oh, my gosh, reporters are reporting our jobless data is really fake. We can't allow that. We need reporters, you know, to only use computers we give them. It's like the public schools. Oh, we've got free laptops for your children. Oh, the school gave my kid a free laptop. Moron. It's from the property taxes that turn your land with a lodial real title. Didn't have property taxes until about 60 years ago. To rent. You rent your house. No one owns their land unless it's a tax-free foundation and they get special deals to actually own it themselves. You understand that? It gets you to opt in. Folks, it's all a fraud. Everything we've been taught is a fraud. It's all a lie. All a giant scam. Look at this. Army Times. 3,000 soldiers to serve in Africa next year to command AFRICOM. Total invasion. I mean, it is just, and again, it's for the bankers to get in there and steal the resources. Hey, by the way, did you get lower oil prices after Iraq? No, you paid more. They were mad at Saddam because he was overpumping and driving down the price in 1990 and 91. And it was the same deal. All you good old boys are like, good, go in there and take their oil. You idiots. The globalists aren't going to give you lower prices on oil. They do everything they can funding fake environmental groups so they'll take the blame to stop drilling and to stop pipelines into this country from Alaska. There's more oil discovered in Alaska on record than in all of Saudi Arabia. And did you know? Go look it up. It's in everywhere. LA Times, you name it. Under federal law, 80% of that oil out of Alaska that they allow to be tapped is sent to China and Japan. You guessed it. So they can deindustrialize this country. Just like you pay $22 billion to ship General Motors to China to build Volt and Cadillac. And the new factories just opened last month. Now I'm going to talk about Rand Paul and give you the straight skinny on it straight ahead. Ah!
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Aliban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali C or Aliban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Into this worldwide broadcast, and I still haven't gotten into my top story. I'm going to give the phone number out to get your take on this. We're going to take calls throughout the rest of the show, interspersed with other important news as we go in and out of break. And I'll give the number out in just a moment. I want your take on it, but please give us your take in about a minute or less, because I want to go to a lot of people here today. I have been interviewing Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, for 17 years since I first got on radio and TV, since 1995. I remember when he was first running for the second time for the House. He was there for 2 years and then got thrown out a decade before. And nobody knew who Ron Paul was but constitutionalist. And Ron Paul talked about the New World Order, world government, fractional reserve banking, the private Federal Reserve. And he was our one guy in Congress. He was Dr. No, who voted against all this tyranny, who understood it. Ron Paul knows everything about the New World Order. Agenda 21, global governance, all of it. And I understand the delegate process. I understand the political process pretty good. I've been to the Democratic National Convention. I've been to the Republican National Convention. I've studied the electoral process. Don't claim to be a master expert of it, but I've got a good handle on it. I'm in the 1% of people informed about political systems. Sadly, that isn't saying much. The general public's so ignorant. And the system knows that and uses that to its advantage, the special interests that have rolled in. But I've seen a lot of things the last 6 months or so that I hoped I was wrong about with the Paul campaign. They didn't fight when Iowa and Maine were stolen from them. I'm not going to go through this whole laundry list. They started backing off, criticizing the New World Order, global governance, really going at the heart. No longer was it abolish the Fed. It was, well, we want to audit it. Ron Paul was just a focal point of people that are awake and really know what's happening. People who are informed, who know that the globalists said they'd implode Europe through derivatives and then announce a Bank of the World and start carbon taxes and all these new taxes. It's now happening. So right at the moment, we're proven right. Right at the moment, the mainstream media says Ron Paul can't win as a self-fulfilling prophecy and played all those dirty tricks, and Romney did all those dirty tricks. I started noticing about 4, 5, 6 months ago that people were saying, look at him, softball Romney. Look at Paul, leave Romney alone. Look at these softball ads he ran once we pointed it out. And I said, I sure hope that isn't the case. And we had Rand Paul on a few months ago, just out of the blue, they said, yeah, you want to have the senator on. We hadn't even really been contacting him. We've been trying to get Paul on. And you know, Paul came on and said, well, it would be a great honor if I was considered for vice president. And I understand it's an honor for you as a gentleman, as a nice guy. But Mitt Romney, we're going to play a video here in a moment. Mitt Romney did write Obamacare. I'm going to play clips of him admitting that, that he created it. Mitt Romney has supported abortion for 20-plus years and just lately says he's against it. Mitt Romney is for banning all semi-auto handguns and rifles. I mean, I'm sorry, he voted for that. Mitt Romney works for the very same global banks that don't create jobs but that come in and get banker bailouts and wreck companies. I mean, I happen to know too much about him. He admits he would dress up like a policeman and do fake arrests. That's a serious crime, but then in California, in his $10 million house, one of his houses, if the neighbor's smoking pot, he calls the cops on him when it's legal there. Again, it's all about his fake act that he's a good guy when he's a total deceptive globalist. I mean, hey, you're for abortion, buddy? Oh yeah, that's real Christian. Oh, that's you know, you want to tell somebody about marijuana they're smoking, but you're saying let's kill some babies today? Again, Mitt Romney looks and acts like a charming psychopath with a silver tongue. I mean, he's all this non-threatening cover. Just like Warren Buffett's always posing with an ice cream cone. No, I'm a nice old man. It's a total cover. And I know too much about Mitt Romney. And so that's why when I saw Rand Paul come out and, I mean, if he came out and said, well, I don't like a lot of what Romney stands for, you know, the carbon taxes, the Obamacare, a lot of it, but we need to try to influence him, and if they would have addressed in a newscast or something like that to people and had a debate with the constitutionalists that put these guys on the map. I mean, I was the first guy to get Rand Paul on and say run for office and got him the first money, and he admitted it on air, and his first staff that helped him when nobody thought he could win were my listeners from Texas and people that moved up there. I mean, I've had dinner with some of his top staffers. This is on record. And all the dirty tricks the Republicans did in the primary 2 years ago to beat him and the lies and the big bank money. That now to see him come out, I mean, imagine if I'd have told you a year ago, Rand Paul will endorse Mitt Romney. You would have told me I was a Martian. And rightfully so. I could never have imagined that. But I've seen Rand Paul on more and more things up there with all those senators, up there in that system, believing that he's going to change things from the inside by compromising. All we ever do is compromise. The system never compromises. The system's alien to our republic. The system is globalist. We're talking about tens of trillions of dollars a year in weapons and no-bid contracts and banker bailouts. Our country's in trouble. Did George Washington and Thomas Jefferson compromise? No, they didn't, because you can't compromise with total tyranny. Now, about 95% of the commenters or more, it's actually more like 97% on our YouTube videos, on Infowars.com, they agree with us. And the Republican establishment at Daily Caller and a bunch of other places came out and, you know, said, eat some more paint chips, Alex Jones, you know, how dare you not like Ron Paul? This is the smart thing to do. That's all we ever hear, is it's a smart thing to do. No, the smart thing to do is run third party and inject more ideas and build a true movement. I mean, I've also seen the Paul outfit, you know, endorsing people that supported property taxes in Texas, like Cruz. And I get the other candidates even worse, but I mean, okay, you got a 10-pound pile of dog, you know what, and you got an 8-pound pile, and they're like, hey, sit down to dinner and eat one. This is a smaller pile. Hey, I'll go hungry, okay? I'm going to stop accepting garbage. If there's two restaurants on the corner and both of them got cockroaches the size of chihuahuas, and you're like, hey, but this one has less cockroach poop in the, you know, in the soup, I'm not eating in either one of them. We got to this point of being a joke and a tyranny and the biggest, most corrupt government in the world and the biggest prison population and the troops openly growing opium in Afghanistan through compromise. And I'm done. I mean, I could really lay into the polls right now. I mean, I've got people in both their campaigns, both their offices, family members. I mean, I'm talking about people so close, they came out of the same mama to Ron Paul, okay, who had 5 months ago were freaking out behind the scenes about what's going on. I know all of it. I know about the list of Ron Paul supporters being given to the Republican Party for fundraising. I know about all of it, Jesse Benton, every stinking bit of it. And, again, it makes me want to throw up. You know what? I had some guests coming on today to talk about this, and I actually canceled and moved to later because I wanted to think about this more. And that's why I didn't even talk about the first 30 minutes because as bad as a thing Rand Paul and Ron Paul have done, their voting records are still very, very good. They are good people, I know, who care about freedom. But they got a bunch of politicos working for them, and they are getting too close to this, and they're thinking too much about Rand and Ron Paul's dynasty. The dynasty isn't handing everything to your son, who then becomes an establishment rhino. It's about defeating the New World Order. Our country's caving in on itself. I'm seeing less attacks on the New World Order, less attacks on CIA drug dealing. In fact, I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing Ron Paul get milquetoast and telling they put the head delegate in the hospital in Louisiana when they wouldn't even let them have their delegates and converted them to Romney when they did belong to Paul as votes. They put the guy in the hospital, and Ron Paul came out and said, you know what, be respectful. So I'm starting to rant. I'm going to give the number out. I want your take on this. Here is the Sunday number if you want to join us, and we will give it out. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I want to hear your take on this. Should we kneel to Mitt Romney?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to your calls here in just a moment. But this idea that, hey, we got to beat Obama, and so get behind Romney. Coming up in the next hour, after I take some calls, I'm going to play you a compilation. By the way, put out by the Ron Paul people, by his grassroots supporters, showing Mitt Romney flip-flopping on every issue. But for 20-plus years in politics and as governor, it was abortion, ban guns, open borders, world government, corporate this and that. And then now it's like, oh, I'm against all that. I'm your friend. It's all about deception. And, you know, okay, he's a clean-cut guy, you know, in a suit, just like Obama. And I'm going to show you Mitt Romney saying word-for-word things as governor that Obama then copies. I mean, Obama loves Mitt Romney. He's probably a ringer for Obama. My point is it doesn't matter. You know, we can have arguments about this all day. But if Obama got back into office, everybody's so awake to him that he'll be in deep trouble. He's almost getting impeached right now for Fast and Furious and all the rest of the crimes. But imagine if Mitt Romney gets in there. People are going to go back to sleep. And again, I'm not going to vote for either one of them. I happen to know who they're financed by. I happen to know. Bain Capital finances Obama and Mitt Romney. By the way, he still owns a big part of it. This is such a joke. And again, who could have ever imagined Rand Paul By the way, I'm shutting the door on the polls with this. I mean, they're fickle probably about this. I don't care about getting them on the show. They need this show. They need you to support them out there. And, hey, if they've got their little rhinos and country club Republicans, and that's where they want to go now, great. The liberty is what's popular, not Ron Paul, not Rand Paul. And, by the way, some people keep saying, oh, well, this is Rand Paul, not Ron Paul. No, 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 no. Come on, folks. Don't be idiots. Don't be morons. Okay? And I understand I lied to myself for a while. We've got to get Ron Paul and Rand Paul back on the Patriot Reservation, not off with the New World Order. I know they're good men, and I know what their advisors are telling them. I know their families are upset. I know people inside their offices are upset. There's a big fight over this. I've known about this for months, and I would hear about the Romney thing, and I'm like, that can't be true, and then it's happening. People are like, well, let him be the VP. That will discredit the liberty movement. I guarantee you that Mitt Romney will betray everyone. I know it feels good to get conned right now, just like Obama supporters wanted to think they were winning and, oh, everything was going to be fixed. Okay, that's not how it works. We know who bought and paid for these people. 1 hour before Rand Paul went on Hannity, and they lived together in D.C., Ron Paul and Rand Paul, the House member and the Senate member. They lived together. Look it up. It's totally coordinated. Ron Paul said, we're not going to win with the delegates now. We don't have enough delegates, 20%. Be respectful, and that's the end of it. Okay, it's over. But keep sending money. It's like them a month ago saying, okay, we're stopping the campaign in these states, but no, we're going to win with the delegates. Keep getting out there so we can be real strong going in as a deal to get Rand on the VP. That's what's really going on here. Or Ron Paul in a cabinet position. That won't do anything. Mitt Romney isn't going to let Ron Paul or Rand Paul anywhere near him unless they're total puppets. And then all that does is discredit that. This is a firestorm going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that we're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. I saw a full phone bank, and then I saw them drop. Yeah, we're having a phone computer crash. That happens every once in a while. Computers are great, but they have problems. Call back 877-789-2539. I was about to go to you right at the start of the segment, and I saw it all crash, like 15 callers disappear. 877-789-ALEX, and we'll get you back up and on the air. But Ron Paul had that concerted, okay, we're not going to win with the delegates. It is over. And then Rand comes out and says, Mitt Romney. I mean, look, Ron Paul should run third party, not to win, but if you want to educate people and be in the debates, he could actually start winning like Ross Perot. And then in comes the threats. Remember Ross Perot said, my daughter was threatened. It's just that simple. My family has been threatened. And that's the end of it. I am dropping out. As soon as he went into first place in that three-way race, you saw what happened. So maybe that's happened. Look, I don't hate Ron Paul. Don't dislike him. Has a great voting record. Our big problem is Chuckie Schumer and people like that. But I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's sad. And now every time I see a Ron Paul sign driving in from the country where I live, it's like a punch in the stomach. Instead of feeling good, I feel betrayed because my gut, my instinct, and the hundreds of little data points I can lay out here for you, it feels like a betrayal. And, you know, I've been saying since Friday, Ron Paul, Rand Paul need to respond to the firestorm. I mean, it's not just me saying this. It's all over the news. People are upset. And if you don't see a response, it's very, very sad. And to watch this courtship between Rand Paul and Mitt Romney, if I was a sellout politician type person, I'd be going along with it so I could be at the inauguration. And become a minion. But there's no future in selling out, ladies and gentlemen. You can't make a deal with the devil, even if he's got his arm around you. Albert Speer, who was the Minister of the Interior for Hitler, his architect, said, you know, you don't know it's the devil when he's got his arm around you smiling at you. And later after I take a few round of calls, and I'm going to start getting to them now, I'm going to play a six-minute compilation of Mitt Romney flip-flopping. And again, when it's actually down to the vote, he wants to ban your guns. He votes for abortion and for taxpayers to pay for it. He votes to take your guns. He votes for open borders. He votes for carbon taxes. He creates Obamacare. And I'm supposed to just, oh, the polls. Oh, well, hold on. Rand is not Ron. Really? I was told he was when I got behind him. I will never sell out. Get that through your brain system. I will never sell out or compromise. Never, 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 never. And back when people were like I am, we had a free country and we're great. This whole thing of selling out's the smart thing to do. Look where it's got us. A compromise is you do this, I'll do that. That doesn't happen with this. It's always, well, just give us a little bit. Give us a little bit. Give us a little bit. You know, let the UN say they run our military now. I mean, we've gotten to that point now. And that group of whores up there on Capitol Hill, let the executive and the foreign banks do that. They're a bunch of traitors. And I mean in the greatest sense of a capital T, traitors. Folks, we're in trouble. And it isn't time to go hang out with Republican country club people and sit around and play gentleman while you rip off the country. I want to see hard charging against the New World Order from Rand Paul. And I'm paying attention now. Okay. Kathy in Texas, you're on the air. You're just a scum constituent, though. Who cares what you think, I guess. That's, you know, they've got the country club Republicans now who love world government. I'm sorry, Kathy. What's on your mind today?
I want to plug the diamond guests at Jeans. I love them. My son loves them. I love my motorcycle Jeans, too. They're great. Anybody that likes Wranglers or Levi's.
ma'am, do you have something to say about Ron Paul? I appreciate you plugging one of our sponsors.
I agree with you, Alex. I want to ask, does this look like Kennedy Johnson to you, just on the other side?
No, I mean, it's look, it'd be one thing if it was like Alan Keyes, who's good on most issues, bad on a few. I mean, this is Mitt Romney here, folks. This is Mitt Romney. I mean, this is a guy who loves to lie to you to your face and rip off old ladies' pension funds while he reports on his neighbors drinking beer or smoking pot.
What about Dr. Stan Monteith getting hold of him? He sent out a CD on MK Ultra and Kathy O'Brien that's very interesting.
No, I hear you. I'm going to get him back on. Thank you. Chuck in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to say, man, I love your show.
Well, am I bad because I don't like Mitt Romney? I mean, I should just go ahead and support him even though he's absolutely identical to Obama?
Well, I mean, I do come at it from a little bit different angle, and I'm not mad at you, but I do think that we got to think about the threats that came out of Bilderberg. A lot of other things, I know, he should hit the barbed wire and all that, but with the threats that might have been coming out, that might be a lot more real than what
Hey, buddy, I get threatened. Look, I appreciate your call. We're going to go to a bunch of calls. Folks, this was an energetic support of Mitt Romney, and I'm seeing a bunch of other stuff. I'm not seeing legislation introduced to get us out of Agenda 21. I'm not seeing, you know, I mean, I'm seeing Ron Paul and Rand Paul. Everybody that I know has been noticing it, talking about it, including people in their family, people that work in and around them. I talked to senior people in Ron Paul's campaign. I mean, you understand they've supported Mr. Cruz here in Texas, who supported property taxes not being gotten, being passed, and whose wife is in the Council on Foreign Relations. Okay? I mean, look, this is turning into a big political machine. Okay? And I'd be a liar if I didn't say it didn't smell of a sellout.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Breeze.